All right, so you find this stock, right? It's been like on fire, exploding upwards. You start thinking, this is it, this is the one, I'm gonna be rolling in dough. But then, uh-oh, it takes a nosedive. Suddenly, all those careful plans you made, yeah, they're out the window. Well, today, we're gonna talk about dodging those emotional landmines in the market. We're diving into this study, managing expectations in trading to avoid disappointment and poor decisions. And let me tell you, the title is spot on. Unrealistic expectations. They can totally wreck your trading. Like, one thing that really got me thinking was how often we kind of trick ourselves into thinking every trade has to be a massive win.
Yeah, it's almost like we forget that losses are, part of the game. But what's really interesting is our brains are wired to feel those losses way more strongly than the wins.
Oh, tell me about it. I think we've all been there.
It's called loss aversion. Basically, even a small loss can feel like, well, a huge setback. And that can lead to, let's say, some not so great decisions just to try and dodge that feeling again.
Makes sense, right? And the study actually uses this great example. Imagine setting this goal to like double your trading account in just 1 month. Just thinking about that kind of pressure would make me break out in hives.
Right. And the thing is, that stress, it doesn't magically vanish when you close your trading app for the night. It kind of sticks around, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Stress hangs on tight.
Yeah, and all that stress, especially when it's from these, let's call them ambitious goals, can really mess with your judgment. And not just in trading either. It impacts everything.
It's like trying to make a rational decision when you're like super hungry. Your brain just isn't working right. But hey, enough with the doom and gloom, right?
Right.
The good news is this study doesn't just leave us with a bunch of problems. There are actually some really solid tools we can use to, wrangle those expectations. And the first one might seem obvious, but it's something I think a lot of us, myself included, sometimes forget. We gotta set realistic goals.
Yeah, ditch those get-rich-quick schemes.
Exactly. And instead, aim for something that's actually, achievable, something sustainable. The study suggests shooting for like 1-2% returns each month.
And that's where it gets really cool. Because 1-2% might not sound like much at first, but let's say you start with, say, $10,000, and you manage to actually pull off a consistent 2% gain every single month.
Okay, I'm already doing the math in my head.
After a year, you'd be looking at over $12,000. That's the power of compounding. You're not just seeing those steady gains, you're also taking a whole lot of pressure off yourself, which, let's be honest, is priceless.
Totally. So speaking of steady wins, that brings us to this other tactic from the study. I'll admit, when I first read it, I was like, this sounds kind of boring. It's all about focusing on the process instead of just, the outcome. But then it hit me. It's like having a pre-flight checklist. Like, even if you're a pilot who's flown a million times, you wouldn't just like jump in the cockpit and wing it, right? There's a process for a reason.
It's all about having those guardrails in place so that even if things get a little rocky, you're not making rash decisions based on, well, let's just call it market turbulence.
Right, because those emotions can really get the best of us. I know I've definitely made some impulsive trades in the heat of the moment, and let's just say they didn't always work out the way I'd hoped.
Well, that's why having a process is key. It's like having that game plan, that strategy you fall back on, even when your emotions are telling you to do something completely different.
So we've covered realistic goals and this whole idea of like respecting the process, but remember those other tactics: flexibility, mindfulness, keeping a trading journal. They all sounded pretty interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And they all kind of build on what we've been talking about, you know?
Yeah, like
No.
puzzle pieces. So let's start with, I guess, flexibility, because isn't the whole point of having a plan to like stick to it?
Well, it's not so much about constantly changing your strategy as it is about, being adaptable. Markets change, right? And sometimes you need to adjust your sails a little bit to, well, to catch the wind.
It's like driving in different weather conditions. Sometimes you need to slow down, be a little more cautious, maybe even like take a detour if you have to.
Exactly. You got to read the road, right? And speaking of taking a step back, that brings us to mindfulness, which I'll admit used to sound a little, I don't know, a little too out there for me.
Yeah, like something only those like meditation gurus did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But honestly, after trying it, even just a little bit can make a world of difference, especially in the often chaotic world of, trading.
Yeah, those market swings can definitely feel chaotic sometimes. So how do you even like begin to be more mindful? Especially when you're like staring at a computer screen all day, watching those charts go up and down.
Well, the study actually gives this really simple suggestion. Just take, like, 10 minutes before you even look at your charts for a little bit of meditation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
I can totally do 10 minutes.
Right. You can just close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and visualize yourself reviewing your trades for the day. Not focusing on, like, whether you made or lost money, but on how well you actually followed your plan. Did you let your emotions get the best of you? Or did you stick to your strategy?
Wow, that's actually a really cool idea. I've never thought about meditation like that before. It's like a mental reset button before you even dive into the trading day.
Exactly. And it helps you build that self-awareness, which is like crucial for making those rational, thought-out decisions, you know? And finally, let's talk about that trading journal. Now, I know keeping a journal might sound a little, well, old school.
Yeah, like something we did back in like grade school. Dear diary, the market crashed today.
But it doesn't have to be that deep. This is about you and the market.
Okay, so it's not about writing like a novel. What should we be like jotting down?
Well, think of it like this. It's about getting to know yourself as a trader. Do you notice any patterns in your trading? Like maybe you tend to make riskier bets after a big win. Or perhaps you're more likely to sell too early after a string of losses.
Yeah, for sure. I know I have my own little quirks when it comes to trading. Like sometimes I get impatient if a trade isn't moving in my favor fast enough.
And that's totally normal. We all have our tendencies, right? But by writing them down, by actually seeing them on paper, you can start to, well, do something about them.
So it's like holding up a mirror to our trading habits, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It might not always be pretty, but it's the kind of honesty that can help us improve, right?
Exactly. It's about becoming a student of your own trading psychology. And the insights you glean from that journal, they can be absolutely game-changing.
It's like that saying, the first step to solving a problem is admitting you have one, right? Except in this case, it's about understanding our own like trading quirks.
Exactly. And once you've identified those patterns, you can actually use that trading journal to develop strategies for, you know, counteracting those, let's say, less than ideal tendencies.
So it's not just about journaling. It's about like taking action based on what we discover.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's about turning those aha moments into, well, tangible improvements in your trading.
Okay, so let's bring this all back to our stressed out trader from earlier, the one who's fixated on that like super ambitious 50% return in just 6 months. How do we help them, you know, break free from that unrealistic expectation?
Well, first we got to help them see that their goal, while, you know, ambitious, it could actually be setting them up for failure. It's like they're so focused on the destination that they haven't even like planned the route or packed any snacks for the journey, you know.
They're already picturing themselves sipping cocktails on their yacht. They haven't even like checked the weather forecast.
Exactly. So step one is bringing them back down to earth, so to speak. It's about helping them understand their risk tolerance, how much they can actually afford to lose, and then, maybe most importantly, figuring out what success really means to them.
Okay, so it's not about crushing their dreams. It's about making those dreams more, I don't know, realistic.
Exactly. It's about setting them up for long-term success, not just a quick win. And that's where those other tactics we talked about come into play.
Ah, right. The whole, like, focusing on the process, being flexible, all that good stuff.
Exactly. We can help them see the value in taking things one trade at a time, sticking to their plan, even when their emotions are telling them to do otherwise.
And encourage them to, you know, embrace the ebb and flow of the market. Things change. Sometimes you got to adjust your strategy. It's all part of the game.
Right. And let's not forget about mindfulness. Imagine how much more grounded and, well, less stressed our trader would be if they just took a few minutes each day to, like, center themselves. Even if it's just taking some deep breaths and visualizing their trading plan for the day.
It's amazing what a difference a few small changes can make, right? And that's what's so great about all of these strategies. They're not about like overhauling your entire life or anything. It's about those small but mighty adjustments.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's not about becoming a trading robot devoid of all emotions. It's about finding that balance, that sweet spot where you're disciplined and focused, but also, you know, able to adapt and stay grounded when the market throws those inevitable curveballs your way.
Right. And that, I think, is what managing expectations in trading is all about, right? It's not about settling for less. It's about setting ourselves up for success, both financially and, well, emotionally. So next time you find yourself getting caught up in the hype, feeling the pressure to chase those unrealistic gains, remember what we've talked about today. Take a breath, revisit your plan, and focus on the process. Your future self and your portfolio will thank you for it.